director of the McNair Center for the Advancement of Free Enterprise and Entrepreneurship up at Northwood University. And so happy to have him back on the program with us this morning with the latest outlook for the economy and the way the business community and individuals are feeling about the rebound from the effects of COVID on our economy. Dr. Tim Nash, the economic expert from Northwood, joining us here on the Frank Beckman Show. It's great to have you on again, sir. How are you?
Say it ain't so, Dr. Beckman.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the kind words that you've written in an op-ed for the Detroit News. And boy, if people only knew what you had done for me too. You know, I'm blown away at the kindness of people just like you, Dr. Nash. And when I saw these caricatures that are being drawn by a very, very famous man from the Wall Street Journal, I was just blown away, my friend.
Oh, I tell you, Frank, I just have to tell you, from my childhood, I'm 63, growing up in Detroit, went to St. Mary's, a dear friend of mine that I went to grade school with. He listens to you every day. My sainted father, you know, grew me up, if you will, on Frank Beckman, from Michigan football to your WJR show. And I can't tell you anything other than the world's been a far better place than Tim Nash's life and tens of thousands of Northwood alums and millions of listeners around the country are better people because of Frank Beckman. So just a big thank you, sir.
Well, and thank you, and especially for those kind words, in addition to the friendship that you've shown throughout the years and the leadership that you've shown and the guidance and the education that you provided me, not even a student at Northwood, about free market economy and some of the great minds in free market thinking. You've been a wealth of knowledge for us.
Thanks, Frank. You know, in terms of the general economy, I think 2021 is going to be a good year. If you look at GDP growth, is looking at it, it's going to be around 5% on an annualized basis, which is obviously a great rebound from 2020. And ironically, most people don't give the Trump administration credit, but the U.S. economy declined at 3.4% in 2020, but Europe declined at 7.4%. In 2020, the industrialized world.
So our economy contracted at less than half the rate of Europe during all this COVID.
Exactly, and the entire advanced economies of the world, including Europe, Australia, South Korea, Japan, we declined at 3.4%. They collectively declined at minus, or including us, at 4.9%. So the U.S. economy was a tiger in 2020 and brought the world the vaccine cure as well.
So is the feeling now among those of you who are much more knowledgeable on the economy and the effects of things like a COVID virus on jobs and shutdowns and the like, are you convinced that the worst is now behind us, that we're on the other side of this?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we are going to be entering herd immunity in a big way by the end of April, early May. I think wearing masks is not a bad thing, but I do believe that by summer we will have experienced herd immunity and the economy can be unleashed and I really believe that 5.5% growth rate will be achieved by the end of the year, largely because of Operation Warp Speed.
So it's almost like once we see the masks come off, it'll be like the straps have been removed from the economy, too, the shackles.
You are absolutely right. Now, I think there are some caveats, Frank. The economy did so well in 2020 because of the tax cuts and the dramatic regulatory reforms of the past administration. The problem, I think, going forward is that if we begin to raise taxes and re-regulate the economy, we'll have a very good 2021 because of all the money injected into the economy. But we could look at a double dip economy, meaning moving back into recession in 2022, or we could, God forbid, have a reemergence of stagflation that we had in the late 70s, early 80s. So the economy is not on a given guide path. You know, economic growth for 4 or 5 years. What happens in the next 6 to
12 months is going to be pivotal for the future of the economy.
Indeed. And so we'll continue to make sure that word gets out. I know you will as well. What is it like for some of those who are studying at Northwood when they hear the message about things like this? And how much is it discussed among your students there, the impacts of, say, COVID on the economy?
We have a daily COVID-19 optimism index. So we track it literally every day. We are now over 365 days that we've been tracking the virus, the economy, et cetera. A number of students help us put that index together. A lot of our alumni listen to it. You're not going to be an official part, President Kent McDonald wants you to know you're invited back for the auto show this fall. And we'll be doing a one-year look back at the entire COVID from an economic point of view at our auto show, especially its impact on the auto industry in the fall of 2021.